This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel directs security agencies for robust election security. Only 24 candidates submit clarifications to Election Commission over code of conduct violation. ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 begins today. Nepal to face England tomorrow. And more than 30 people killed in blast at a mosque in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel has directed security agencies to ensure smart and robust arrangements for the House of Representatives elections. Speaking at a meeting of the Central Security Committee yesterday, Home Minister Oriel urged all security bodies to remain on high alert and leave no stone unturned in safeguarding the electoral process. The meeting reviewed past decisions and prepared strategies to address potential security challenges. According to Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle, the meeting, including secretaries from the Home and Defense Ministries and chiefs of all four security bodies, reviewed workforce mobilization, logistics and implementation under the Integrated Election Security Plan. The meeting also decided to strengthen the police unit monitoring social media misuse, take action against election-related violations, ban drones during the election, and communication facilities at voting stations. Only 24 candidates have so far submitted clarifications to the Election Commission after being asked to explain alleged violations of the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission had sought explanations from 34 candidates representing various political parties and independent groups. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said responses have been received from 24 candidates. The Commission has started investigation and action process based on complaints received, aiming to ensure effective enforcement of the code of conduct and reduce violations. For monitoring, the Central Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee, district level committees, monitoring officers, and election officers are actively working. Assistant chief district officers in all 77 districts have been assigned responsibility for code monitoring, while chief treasury controllers and treasury controllers oversee financial matters. Election Commissioner Dr. Janaki Kumari Tuladhar has stressed the need for a transparent, impartial and credible electoral system to strengthen democracy. Speaking at a discussion with heads and representatives of national organizations authorized for election monitoring, Commissioner Tuladhar underlined the importance of election observation to ensure free and fair polls. Commissioner Tuladhar also urged observers to strictly follow existing election-related laws, rules, directives, and the code of conduct. The National Assembly has unanimously approved the National Forensic Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill. The bill was presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha on behalf of Prime Minister Susila Kharki and the Minister for Education, Science and Technology. Earlier, Minister Sinha tabled the proposal along with the report of the Legislative Management Committee, and the National Assembly gave its unanimous approval after discussion. Landslide and river erosion control works have begun along the Magdi section of the Beni-Jomsom-Karala Road, a key trade route connecting China and India. The Beni-Jomsom-Karala Road Project Office has started the works at a total cost of 250 million rupees. Landslides and erosion have been causing frequent traffic disruption on this road. According to the project's sub-engineer Bahadur Sa, the contractor aims to complete the works within the current fiscal year. Techniques including rock anchoring, palm walls, and bioengineering are being used. Veteran actor Sunil Thapa has passed away at the age of 68. He died of a heart attack. Thapa was found unconscious in his sleep and was rushed to Norvik Hospital in Thapathali, where he was declared dead after a preliminary examination. late actor was renowned in both Nepali and Indian cinema. Thapa gained widespread popularity for his role as Rathe Kaila in a Nepali film and also played the coach of actress Priyanka Chopra in the biopic on Indian boxing champion Mary Kom. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 31 people were killed and 169 others injured in an explosion at a Shia mosque in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, during Friday prayers. The BBC cited police as saying a suicide bomber detonated explosives near the gate of the mosque in the Tarlai area. Eyewitnesses reported hearing gunfire with the blast. An emergency was declared as hospitals received the injured and authorities appealed for blood donations. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif expressed deep grief over the incident and ordered a thorough investigation to identify those responsible. The Islamic State group later claimed responsibility for the attack, though the claim has not been independently verified. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he could impose additional tariffs on countries that continue to trade with Iran following an executive order signed on Friday. According to the BBC, the order does not set a fixed tariff rate, but cites 25% as an example. It states that tariffs could be imposed on goods imported into the United States from countries that directly or indirectly purchase goods or services from Iran. Although President Trump has not directly commented on the order, he reiterated that Iran must not be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons. The move comes as senior U.S. and Iranian officials are holding talks in Oman after weeks of rising tensions. Earlier this year, Trump had warned through a post on Truth Social that countries doing business with Iran would face a 25% tariff on trade with the United States. Now a sports update. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 has begun today, with Pakistan facing the Netherlands in the opening match in Colombo. Batting first, the Netherlands have set a target of 148 runs for Pakistan. Co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, the global tournament is expected to draw strong interest from cricket fans worldwide. Nepal will start their campaign tomorrow against England at Mumbai Wankhede Stadium. Nepal are placed in Group C alongside England, West Indies, Scotland and Italy. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the Himalayan regions of Kushi and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the country will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi and Gandaki provinces. Fog or mist will occur at some places in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal directs security agencies for robust election security. Only 24 candidates submit clarifications to Election Commission over code of conduct violation. ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 begins today. Nepal to face England tomorrow. And more than 30 people killed in blast at a mosque in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.